A Jewish Journal article, Hamas celebrates Taliban retaking Afghanistan. Hamas issued a statement on August 16 congratulating the Taliban for retaking Afghanistan as United States forces are withdrawing from the country. The Jerusalem Post reported that the statement read, "We congratulate the Muslim Afghan people for the defeat of the American occupation on all Afghan lands, and we congratulate the Taliban movement and its brave leadership on this victory, which culminated its long struggle over the past 20 years. While Hamas wishes the Afghan Muslim people and its leadership success in achieving unity, stability and prosperity for Afghanistan and its people, it stresses that the demise of the American occupation and its allies proves that the resistance of the peoples, foremost of which is our struggling Palestinian people, will achieve victory." Stand With Us Israel Executive Director Michael Dixon tweeted that Hamas and Taliban are birds of a feather. Human rights attorney and International Legal Forum CEO Arsen Ostrovsky also tweeted that, of course, Hamas congratulated the Taliban, as they both come from the same radical, jihadist Islamic roots, with a hatred for Jews and a pervasive indifference to human life, freedom and democracy. Additionally, Musa Muhammad Abu Marzuk, a Hamas senior official, tweeted that the Taliban is victorious, because they stood up to the U.S. people, and its agents refusing compromise, they have not been fooled by slogans like democracy and elections. This is a lesson for all oppressed peoples. This prompted Stop Antisemitism to tweet, in 2006, Hamas removed all pictures of women without hijabs, citing Sharia law in the Gaza Strip. Is it any wonder this Hamas senior member is congratulating the Taliban on their takeover of Afghanistan? Author Shahar Azani also tweeted that Abu Marzuk's tweet is a dire and disheartening lesson for all oppressed people, that at the end, their oppressors win and their oppression is endless. Asad Hanna, an international fellow at Columbia University's School of International and Public Affairs and a former member of the White Helmets NGO, tweeted out photos from when Hamas and Taliban leadership convened in May. A quick reminder that Hamas and Taliban have great ties together and both are blessed by Iran. On the other hand, Palestine Liberation Organization Executive Committee member Ahmed Majdalani chided those celebrating the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, noting that the Taliban produced the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. And when it comes to any form of extremism and terrorism, it is the Arab and Islamic peoples, first and foremost, who have ended up paying the price, the Times of Israel reported. Thousands of Afghanis have rushed onto the tarmac of Kabul Airport in an attempt to flee the Taliban's pending reign over the country, resulting in 7 deaths. The Biden administration is standing by their decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, criticizing the Afghan military for failing to counteract the Taliban's insurgency.